In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, during these 90 days, we were able to meditate upon the wonderful works of God in the life of Mary. From the very first instant of her life to her last breath, the Son of God really treated her as a mother. He preserved his future mother from the stain of the original sin, granting her sanctifying grace at the very moment of her conception. Free from original sin, Mary was also free from actual sin, which means that she never committed a sin, venial or mortal. She never offended God. She never pleased the devil. But her entire life was pleasing to God. She was predestined to be the mother of the Savior. And being a virgin, she became a mother. And in becoming a mother, she remained a virgin. But her motherhood didn't end when the divine child came forth from her. Her heart was always united with the heart of her son in all his joy and in all his sorrow. Everything that our Lord suffered in his body, Mary suffered in her soul. And because she was so united with him in his sufferings here on earth, she deserved to be united with him in his glory. Our Lord took his beloved mother, body and soul, to heaven with him. And he crowned her as queen of heaven and earth, and placed her at his right, at his right hand, and he made her the dispenser of all his goods, the mediatrix of all his grace. My brethren, if God himself honored Mary so much, who would dare not to honor her? Who would dare to say she's just like any other woman? Even Luther, the heretic, said that we can never honor Mary enough. So how could we, faithful children of the Church of Christ, be afraid to honor the Virgin Mary? But as we honor God, so we also should honor everything that belongs to God. That's why we honor this temple, because it belongs to God. That's why we honor the sacred vessels, because they belong to God. That's why we have to honor the priests, because they belong to God. And in this sense, they belong to God in a very special way. That's why we have to honor the saints. Only God deserves our adoration. And it is honor that is reserved to God alone, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, is called Latria. But we also are to honor the saints of God, not in the same way that we honor God, of course. We don't adore the saints, but we honor them. And this honor is called dulia. But among the saints, the first one we have to honor is the Mother of the Lord. And as a mother is higher than the servant, so the honor we pay to Mary has to be higher than the honor we pay to the other saints. The honor we are to give to Mary is called hyperdulia. It's not adoration, of course, but it is the highest honor that we can give to a simple creature. The Virgin Mary herself prophesied that all generations shall call her blessed because of the greatest things the Lord has done for her. And we see the accomplishment of this prophecy in the veneration that the Church reserves to our Blessed Mother. All generations shall call me blessed. This veneration, which is a part of the deposit of faith, of this patrimony of faith received from the very beginning of the Church. Mary always had a special place in the heart of the true disciple of Christ. And for us, it's not different. The devotion to Mary is a sign of a true Christian. So we should not be afraid to pray this most beautiful creature of God. Our devotion to Mary does not subtract anything from God. All the honor we give to her, she purifies and offers this honor to Jesus in our name. So we should honor her, especially with the Holy Rosary, whose beads are like spiritual roses that we offer to our great Queen. We should have our scapular, the miraculous medal, all these signs given us by Our Lady herself. But we could say that even if we do all this devotion, it would not be enough. And why not? Because our devotion cannot be only exterior. But we have to love her and imitate her. We have to imitate her life and her virtue, her faith, her hope, her charity for God and for man, her modesty, her purity of body and soul. And if we honor the Blessed Mother like that, by our prayers and by imitation, we will be pleasing to God, and we will experience the power of her maternal assistance in our life. And you, are you honoring our Blessed Mother? It is Jesus who is asking you, are you honoring the Mother I gave you when I died on the cross? Or you simply don't care? If you are not honoring her, my brethren, it's time to begin. It is said that a servant of Mary, shall never perish. So honor our Blessed Mother, and you will see. She will do miracles for you, and she will lead you straight to Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.